Dinner?
Ain't nothing like getting together with family and having a good meal.
Drinks?
Everybody who's anybody drinks.
Pull up a chair and join Nick and Bridget from Lake Geneva Country Meats with Mike Mason for Dinner Plus Drinks Extra.
Wah, wah.
That's a good opener for today's episode.
Because it's going to be a total downer.
Great.
You're so loud. Are you always a loud talker?
We're discussing this.
Yeah, we have this problem. You have your big fancy board. We have a smaller fancy board. I usually have to turn myself up more and Bridget down more because she's a...
I'm the loud one.
Yeah, she's the loud one. So, but it's funny that you think I'm the loud one here.
Okay, we're really exciting today.
On that note, we have my two podcasting friends in the studio, the hosts of Dinner Plus Drinks, Nick Vorpagel.
What up?
Am I going through puberty?
Nick Vorpagel.
And Bridget Leach. You may or may not know them both from Lake Geneva Country Meats. And I see you have your Lake Geneva Meats
I have a hat,
onesie
a puffer
on
vest,
today.
And a shirt on.
You should make a onesie.
I should get some boxers or something.
And by onesie, I mean
oh,
adult.
We do have onesies.
No.
Simona
Geneva,
has one.
Your socks on?
No, I don't.
Adult onesie.
Oh, like a jumpsuit.
Yeah, sure, jumpsuit.
It could be a hood like a cow,
yes,
a cow's
yes.
head.
Yes.
We do have...
if you're
going
to do that, I want my share. That's my idea. So don't be... I don't want to see those in the store next week.
We do have uniform boiler suits for the guys on the harvesting floor so they don't get a lot of blood all over themselves.
I don't know what you're talking about because I've never been in your place of business.
What?
So
well,
we talked about...
We'll
every week we talk about
I'm
this.
I'm going to keep being surprised.
Do you want to get the tour of this is where we harvest the beef animals?
No.
Or just like the retail store, perhaps?
No. I don't want to see how things are made.
Okay,
it's very clean. It's very beautiful.
I'm sure it is.
It's the circle of life, Mike. It's a great song.
And that, Bridget Leach, everybody.
You're welcome.
That's a great segue because we're talking about Halloween this week.
And
guess what Simona is?
Hint, my song has something to do with it.
She's a lion.
Oh, was that a Lion King song?
Yeah, what?
I've never seen that movie.
Mike,
what?
Come on.
Right,
let's not segue into movies that Mike Mason hasn't seen.
How
let's
have
stick
you not?
To the topic.
You have children of the age that you would have had to go see this in theater.
Well,
I have one
child who's 24 now. So
well, she, I'm sure, liked Lion King at the same time.
Yeah, she does
my
like
life
Lion
that,
King.
And you haven't gone?
No.
Oh, not even the live action one?
Bang on this table.
Over the lion, this is the Lion King.
Okay, we need to start. We need a whiteboard in here of ridiculous things about Mike Mason. Mike Mason hasn't seen the Lion King.
Hasn't
number
been
one.
To Lake Geneva Country Meets.
I know.
Doesn't know
going?
How to get to downtown Lake Geneva from like 96.1
Studios. The list would be a very, very long.
So Simona was a lion for Halloween. Growl every time he says that Simona's a lion.
How old is she?
She's one.
So she has no concept of Halloween or what it is.
Mm-mm.
She has a concept of we put her in a costume and she looks adorable. And
she's
said, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful, Simona.
Are you taking her
lion.
Around town?
I don't know.
You like that?
We haven't quite figured that out. We have time to figure that out. She's at least going to be carted through Lake Geneva Country Meats and everybody will be told to look at her.
The harvesting section?
And, well, yeah.
Just to
she's
see her,
a lion.
To see her.
Don't be confused.
She's going to be part of the harvest. You know,
also,
she's going to help us out.
There was a party at daycare. Hello.
Yes, okay. It was a party at daycare.
Okay. Yeah, right. This is where you put on your costumes. This is for school and daycare, obviously, when you're
what
one.
About your kids?
Well, my Lucy's in daycare, and I thought of her costume approximately 4 hours before I needed to go to bed. And she, for daycare, is I Love Lucy, like Lucille Ball, and it is dang cute, you guys. She definitely has no idea.
Have you seen I Love Lucy, Mike?
I mean, I don't really watch I Love Lucy, but...
I love who?
I love my little Lucy. Also, though, we have a family costume for actual Halloween, because Elliot cares. Like, so he picked his costume, and then we are all... The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh, look at that.
It is
Which one
cool.
are you, the pink one?
Yes, I'm the pink one.
Why did you say that with so much scorn, Mike?
What's that?
Is there something
the
wrong with being
one?
The pink one?
No. I just had a feeling that she would be the pink
her
one.
Her name is Kimberly, and I was also her when I was like in fifth grade or something.
Wow.
So wait till you
What
see
are you going
to
be?
Good, thank you.
Have you seen
him.
The Office? You know how Jim
really
dresses up his Facebook?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to be Three Hole Punch Jim.
No.
Did you see that episode?
That's a great one. I'm gonna be Facebook.
Wow.
I don't know. I like Halloween, so people like you make me so angry.
I like that I get to put Simona in a cute costume.
Stupid costumes like that?
Yes, exactly. Come on, man.
I'm thinking about bringing back Flo.
You were Flo?
I was the best Flo that anyone has ever seen.
My sister
in their
was
life.
A good Flo, but a man Flo might be funnier.
I'm telling you right now.
I didn't know Manflow was a thing.
I think that we need to post all of these photos.
I won two costume contests back to back.
Wow.
That's how.
All right, Shannon, you hear that? Mike's going to challenge your flow costume.
And you can say this on air that my costume was better. And she.
Whoa.
I can't believe how quickly you were able to find this picture.
That's really good.
Wow, it's odd how much you look like a woman.
I made that costume.
Yes, that's the best part.
That cost
is me making
like $150. This cost me
what?
Yeah, because I got the. I went to a screen printing shop.
Okay.
I bought. I had the actual Progressive logo. I had it screen printed on.
What?
I bought her $60 Converse high top. I went to a golf store and bought these white pants.
This is excessive. This is because you're a bad planner.
Did we even talk about the podcast? Well,
yeah, we're talking about Halloween costumes.
Why are you here?
Halloween costumes.
We're all friends here.
We are recollecting.
So these two have a podcast, in case
Halloween.
I didn't mention this before.
Yep, we do. We talk about really smart things like Halloween.
Are you guys going to be in costume during your podcast this week?
Oh, that's a really
that's
good
a great question.
If you're not in costume,
I guess
costume,
it'll be a surprise.
I'm going to be disappointed.
All right, well, you'll have to check us out.
Oh, there's the tease.
Yep.
I was waiting for the tease.
Bridget's always good with that.
All right. We've been talking for an hour and a half. How can people find you online?
Check us out, dinnerplusdrinks.com, or search for Dinner Plus Drinks in your favorite podcast player.
Or come see if we're wearing costumes by checking us out on YouTube at Dinner Plus Drinks Podcast, also on Facebook and Instagram.
Let's just admire Mail Flow again, shall we?
Oh, Mike Flow. What a day. Hope y'all have a happy Halloween.
New episodes of Dinner Plus Drinks are released every Sunday morning. You can automatically receive them on your favorite device by subscribing in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
You can also listen online whenever you want and get links to everything we talk about by visiting dinnerplusdrinks.com. And be sure to find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dinner Plus Drinks Podcast. We'll talk again soon.
Lake 96.1.